DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And I was actually just cleaning up the board here, the mixing console. I was in here last night. Well, actually, the other day, Barry had mentioned to me, he goes, oh, this thing's kind of dirty. It needs to be cleaned. And so last night I was here super late. I was wrapping up some stuff. I was writing a story about the 90s alternative rock song that was inspired by an incident that happened at Brown University, which you can read about at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and maybe we'll talk about it sometime this morning. But when I came back in here, I was going to set up the studio for myself for the morning since nobody else was coming in, and I looked at the board, and I was like, you know, he's right. And so I started cleaning it, and it's an intricate process, but I got it nice and clean. But then during the news there, I was looking at it and I said, oh, I missed the spot. Oh, I missed the spot. So I was just trying to tidy it up even more. So if anything shorts out, it's my fault. 5089, Frank, don't worry. I didn't actually use any liquids. I had disinfecting wipes that I just wiped things down with. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Morning, Tim. Have you tried the new Cobb Smart Rocky Road?
No.
It just came out with it. Oh, it's delicious.
I did try the chocolate peanut butter one.
Oh, I love that one, too.
That was very good. I enjoyed it.
Those are my favorites. Yeah, I buy those, too. The peanut butter chocolate always runs out. But they just came out with that the other day at Shaw's down here in Dartmouth. And, oh, it's delicious. And of course, my brother got into it first before I even opened it. So half of it was gone. So he owes me some. So it's funny.
But, well, I might have to grab some because I'm going over to drop some laundry off at Dash.
Really, really so maybe, good. Get the marshmallow and get the chocolate covered nuts in it, you know, the small ones, mm-hmm. just so they don't get soggy, I guess, in the ice cream. But the marshmallow is like a real smooth. It's not that, like, doesn't, like, freeze, like, real hard or anything like that. It's really, really good. And what else am I going to say? Oh, good. Oh, yeah. I did get a little nauseous on that the first couple of days on the Ozempic, but that's gone now. But I already lost 5 pounds in the 1 week, so that's
nice.
Was good.
Yeah. And how are you feeling in terms of hunger?
Oh, not bad because I was nauseous. So
that's true. Yeah, that's going to keep you from wanting to eat. But
yeah, no. Actually, it did. Well, it's only been the 1 week. This is my second week, so we'll see. But no, it's
I think
my brother lost about 45, 50 pounds so far.
I think it curbed my appetite pretty much right away, but I didn't really, really notice it mm-hmm. until maybe like week two or three that I was like, oh, I'm not even eating.
It did. And it's with the snacks. I used to love my snacks and stuff like that, you know, the one and watch TV. But I did buy some microwave popcorn, but I haven't used it yet. But
I think because what it is you're just be careful with the popcorn because that's got a lot of carbs. But I think it's, I think what it is that it's still your brain. So your brain is thinking to yourself, I'm not going to have enough food. I'm not going to have enough food. I've got a snack. I'm not going to have enough food. So it's not so much that you're hungry. It's just that you're so used to having to have a certain amount of food. Like, I don't know if you went through this, but I went through it where I had no idea how much food to make or put on my plate because I didn't know how much of it I was going to eat.
Well, yeah, we always had a big family, 6 kids and stuff. So my mother always made so much. So it's like, we always do you know when we're cooking and all that stuff, but and I love Percy's.
Yeah,
I love the corned beef hash, and they're they are really good there.
Somebody commented on my Facebook. They said, so what is the actual time limit on being able to redeem that coupon for a free loaf of cornbread? Because I've got a whole bunch of them at my house.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, I love cornbread. My sister-in-law makes it really good. What do they put in there? Is it like a cream corn or a...
I don't know.
So nice and moist.
I don't know what's in the recipe, but it is pretty moist. It's the only one that I think is as good as mine. And I got to tell you the secret ingredient that I use. I mean, I'm not a, I don't work at the diner anymore, so I can tell you, it was mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is what made it nice and smooth, so it didn't crumble and break up.
They do have a cake that's out too, like a mayonnaise cake, and
that sounds kind of gross.
Somebody used to make that, huh?
That sounds gross.
It does, but you can't taste the mayonnaise. No, you can't taste the mayonnaise. It was like, you know, when they had my mother was alive, they used to have the neighbors used to make these different things and recipes, and somebody sent it over to us. We weren't going to try it either, but it was very good.
Hey, I ate spaghetti sandwiches as a kid, so who am I to judge?
Oh, yeah. My brother still does that. He puts it between bread and butter. He loves it. In school, he used to do it, and now he still does it, and he's teaching his kids to do it.
There you go.
They're like, oh, I don't know. All right.
You have a great day. All right. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
And now let's take another call here. We've got room for one at 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Billy Saffield.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
All right.
Okay. You know, I said I was going to call that every time I heard you say the numbers for Trump.
Yes.
And Mary got you to say it, so. I am calling in. Can you give me a thing about Brian Gomes? You said you guys are going to try to get him on there so he can defend himself about a case from the hospital?
Yeah, as far as I know, that's still the plan. I haven't heard anything about it.
Like I told you, he'll never show up.
I did reach out to him yesterday to get a statement from him on the police chief's retirement, but he said he just wanted to speak to the police chief first, and then he'd send something along.
Listen. You know, his keister does the talking, but his mouth knows better. I just said that all along. He'll never do it. He keeps misrepresenting the people, and he's out there like yesterday at last night at the meeting. But that's why I called in, about just to see if he's still going to go after he threw everybody under the bus. Did he even do this and he didn't do that? So I want to remind everybody here, Drudgley, that is a lawyer. But it's Brian talking out of his keys. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. There's the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about the police chief's announcement yesterday, Chief Paul Oliveira, that he's going to be retiring in May after 32 years on the New Bedford Police Department, the last four as chief. Well, he'll hit 4 years as interim chief. You know, he started as interim chief in April of 2021 and then was named permanent chief in June of 2021. But a long career and serving in every facet of the police department, so he certainly earned his retirement, but he did not give a reason for it. Especially where he just signed a 3-year contract last summer. But as I said, we don't know what's going on in his life. And there could be something personally that came up. There could be something, you know, God forbid, health-wise. Or maybe it's just he's taking a look at it and saying, you know what? If I can retire now, maybe I should. Because the more time that you have to enjoy life, the better, right? So maybe he's at a point where it makes, you know, financial sense for him to say, I don't need to work every day anymore. But again, you know, he didn't give a reason. He gave a lot of praise to the folks within the department and the mayor. And you can read his full statement. Obviously, you know, this was a very lengthy statement. So we didn't write the whole thing into the story, but we did we embedded in the New Bedford Police Department Facebook post where you can read his entire statement, where he praised the officers who are working on increasing recruiting, the officers who helped build more trust between the police department and the city's Central American community. He talked about some of the different initiatives that have been put in place. And as I mentioned earlier, I believe, as far as I know, that Mayor Mitchell is coming on with Chris at 11 today, and I'm sure they'll be discussing this and taking your phone calls on it. But I'm interested in getting your reaction to it at 508-996-0500. As I mentioned, this news broke just as Barry was going off the air yesterday. And then I know Brian was aware of it before he went on the air, but I didn't get to hear his show. I was working on a story, so I didn't have the radio on. But tonight, Brian's going to take a look at what really happens if DEI policies are eliminated from schools. So it'll be tonight at 6 on Freedom Fools, hosted by Brian Thomason. You can catch all of his episodes on podcast. If you haven't heard them yet, you can catch them on WBSM.com. on the WBSM app, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Just search WBSM or search Freedom Fools and you'll find it. And a lot of people like the podcast format better than listening on the radio. If they're not going to call in and be interactive with the show or send app chat messages or anything like that, they're happy to listen to the podcast later because you can get through a show quicker with all the breaks and the news and everything else. So it's all in how you want to consume the content. We try to make it available for you however it works for you. A little bit later on, we're going to be joined by Eric Green. It'll be in the 8 o'clock hour after the 8 o'clock news. He is the director of Life on the V, the story of V66. It is a documentary about the V66 channel, which I'll share the story that I wrote last year about V66, I'll repost it to our Facebook page. But they're going to have a screening of that documentary next Thursday in Somerville. And I'd be going to it, except it's the same day as the special Rackhouse Club members tasting event at Stevie's Wine and Spirits for Dark Arts Whiskey House, and I'm not going to miss that. But I rewatched the V66 documentary last night. You can catch it on the Pluto app. And there's another one that it's on too, but I can't remember what the other one was. But I watched it on Pluto, and it's on YouTube. And it's actually in the story that we have on V66. You can watch the whole video right there. It's a 90-minute documentary that features some pretty famous Boston icons who were either part of V66 or were in bands that were featured on V66. And it's a network that was started by some names that are probably very familiar to you if you've listened to Boston radio over the decades. John Garabedian, who was on a number of different shows, a number of different networks, stations rather. And I remember from his time on WBCN being John Garabedian. And of course, he started the Open House Party radio show that went national. But he also was the driving force behind V66, and he partnered up on it with Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg. So it had the pedigree. It had the talent. It had the fresh take, and it was a hot property. So why did it only last about a year and a half? We'll talk with Eric Green about that coming up later on. But there was a time when people were yelling, "I want my MTV." And that whole campaign started, by the way, because cable companies either weren't in people's area, like they could not get cable where they lived, or if they did, the cable carrier did not carry MTV, because when it first launched, people didn't think it was going to be a big deal. They're like, no, who's going to want to watch music on TV? That's what the radio's for. So they didn't bother to carry MTV. So that's why that whole I Want My MTV campaign started, was to get people to reach out to the cable companies and get them to carry it. But meanwhile, that's on cable that you've got to pay for. V66 was one of just a handful of stations across the country where you could watch music videos on free over-the-air television on a UHF channel. I believe it was the only one that decided to do this 24 hours a day, or at least did it in the format that they did it. So it's a fascinating story. And also, it didn't last very long, but Garabedian and Ginsburg made out pretty well because they ended up selling the channel 66 to the Home Shopping Network, which in those days was a huge thing on cable, and they were looking to expand into terrestrial broadcast to be able to reach more homes, and it worked. But it's a fascinating story, so we'll get into that coming up in the next hour. But I mentioned that I do have an article up regarding a bit of music trivia. And I was scrolling through Facebook the other day. I forget what I was doing, but I was probably just like sitting on the chair decompressing before I went to bed. And I saw a video from Chris Barron of the Spin Doctors. And he's like, this is the story behind Jimmy Olsen's Blues. And I was like, huh, I thought I already knew the story of that. It's about Jimmy Olsen having a crush on Lois Lane. But apparently there was an inspiration behind the writing of that song, and it ties into Brown University. And he told the whole story, and I was like, well, I'm going to share this with the audience, because sometimes people say they like when I have all this little dumb music trivia. That doesn't really matter, but it's interesting to me, and certainly to some of you. So you can read all about that now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And you can see the music video for that song and for some other Spin Doctor songs, including their new one, Still a Gorilla, which is definitely a different sound than some of those hits off their first album, but a good song nonetheless. And they'll be touring this summer, I believe, with Blues Traveler and Gin Blossoms. And something that I found out in researching this, I had no idea that Chris Barron of Spin Doctors and John Popper of Blues Traveler went to the same high school. They were in a band together. I think it was that John Popper was in an early incarnation of Spin Doctors, but then left to put all his focus into his other band, Blues Traveler. It worked out pretty well for him. So we'll take a break. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments. That's Jimmy Olsen's Blues, in case you're like, I don't know that song. I remember Two Princes. I remember Little Miss Can't Be Wrong, but I don't remember Jimmy Olsen's Blues. That's it. So I think a lot of us remember that song from the 90s, but people might not have known what it was called. Participation Trophy Wife says, years ago, we saw Chris Barron and Edwin McCain in Foxborough, and their cover of The Weight lives rent-free in my head. I bet you that was a fantastic performance. Two great performers and a fantastic song. So you might be able to see more collaborations like that on this summer tour coming up. And I'm going to, because of this, you know, newfound local connection, I'll see if we can try to get some tickets to give away to that show. Maybe we'll even see if we can get Chris Barron to come on the show. Seems like he does a lot of podcasts, judging by what's on the Spin Doctors Facebook page. So maybe we can get him to come on this show. Anyway, right now, though, it's time to turn things over to our own rock star, Phil Devitt, in the WBSM newsroom.
Feeling cold? You're in good company. Egg prices continue to soar, and Apple has an announcement to make today.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A large part of the country is dealing with freezing temperatures. Over 75 million are under cold weather alerts in the Plains, Great Lakes, and here in the Northeast. Arctic air combining with a storm system coming from the Rockies that will make for hazardous winter weather. The cold weather will impact recovery efforts in parts of West Virginia, Kentucky, and the Mid-Atlantic, where intense flooding hit the region over the weekend. Meanwhile, parts of North Dakota and Montana woke up to temperatures of almost 60 degrees below zero yesterday morning. Wind chills below zero have extended down to Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Pope Francis has pneumonia in both of his lungs. The Vatican updated the condition of the 88-year-old on Tuesday, saying, quote, lab tests, chest X-ray, and the Holy Father's clinical condition continue to present a complex picture. The pontiff has been hospitalized since Friday. Earlier, the Vatican announced all of the pope's plans for the rest of the week have been canceled. An archbishop will fill in for Francis on Sunday during Mass at the Vatican. Officials say two people remain hospitalized after this week's plane crash in Toronto. 21 people were injured in the incident at Toronto Pearson Airport. Regional Delta Airlines flight from Minneapolis was carrying 80 people on board. Officials said first responders and the plane's crew executed a textbook response to the crash. The plane will remain on the scene at the airport for the next 48 hours as investigators look into the cause of the crash. Egg prices continue to soar. According to a new report from the USDA over the weekend, wholesale egg prices jumped 40 cents over the last 30 days. That means a dozen eggs cost distributors $7.44. That has yet to be fully passed down to customers, with a national average price for a dozen eggs hitting $4.95 in January. That's expected to climb with shortages continuing and distributors passing down the rising costs to shoppers. Rising number of bird flu cases is being blamed for ongoing egg shortages. Astrophysicists are celebrating a record-breaking cosmic discovery. The Cubic Kilometer Neutrino Telescope Group said they've uncovered the highest energy ghost particle called a neutrino at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. A neutrino is a subatomic particle with no electrical charge and mass so small it has the ability to go through all types of matter without altering its structure. The discovery is significant because it may lead to a better understanding of how far and what caused them to travel through the universe and land on Earth. Other types of particles get mixed up in universe dust, where neutrinos are a pure signal that can give us clues about sources from far, far away. And Apple launches a new product today. Apple CEO Tim Cook announced the launch date last week, but didn't say exactly what the product would be. He posted on social media that it would be the newest member of the family. Speculation is that Apple will take the wraps off a new iPhone SE 4. The revamped SE is expected to feature a larger screen, Face ID, and Apple Intelligence. It's expected to sell for around $500.
WBSM Sports.
Team USA wraps the Four Nations tournament on Thursday at TD Garden, and then the Bruins are back in regular season action on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Celtics gearing up for a trip to Philadelphia. They'll play the 76ers on Thursday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Partly cloudy today, a high of 29 degrees. On Thursday, mainly cloudy, a slim chance of snow as a storm passes to our south, a high of 30. Friday, partly cloudy, a high of 34. And Saturday, mostly sunny, high 35. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. Get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might not be in love
Of course, of the Gin Blossoms, who will be touring with the Spin Doctors. So there's, and we can talk more about the New Bedford police chief announcing his retirement. He'll be retiring in May after signing a new 3-year contract last summer. But there's another story that I want to bring up, something that I saw on, you know, we have it on WBSM.com and on the app, but a record-breaking sale of an auto dealer conglomerate. Herb Chambers has sold out to Asbury Automotive Group, which I believe is based in Georgia. And he sold all but one of his dealerships. And as you know, Herb Chambers has multiple dealerships. 32 dealerships, 52 franchises, and 3 collision centers across Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Herb Chambers sold all of that for $1.34 billion, billion with a B, $1.34 billion for all of his automotive properties, save for one. He is holding on to the Mercedes-Benz of Boston dealership in Somerville. And Herb Chambers will also serve as a special advisor to this group that purchased it. And I'm sure he'll get a nice salary for that as well. But Herb Chambers, as far as I know, was already a billionaire. Would they be? So years ago, I saw this list that came out of who are the billionaires in Massachusetts. And it listed a lot of CEOs, people, you know, people that you might not have even known about or thought about or whatever, all these people who are, you know, founded these companies. And but then there on it were 2 dealerships, 2 car dealers. Herb Chambers, who I want to say this thing said was worth like $11 or $12 billion. And then Ernie Bach, who was right behind at like $8 or $9 billion or something like that. And I remember I was in a conversation with Ernie Bach about something and I mentioned it to him and he's like, yeah, no, that's not accurate at all. So I don't know how much you can believe it. But still, either way, Herb Chambers is a billionaire now. $1.34 billion for the sale of his dealerships. Now, I know that Ernie Bach sold a lot of his properties off a long time ago, too. He held on to, I believe, the Bach Lux, where they sell the high-end cars. And I think one of his other deal, I want to say one of the Toyota dealerships. I forget exactly the details. But then he sold, you know, Bach Broadcasting. He sold the Bach Buildings. Because he wanted to, you know, pursue music and just live the life of a wealthy guy. And now Herb Chambers is a wealthier man. But it's amazing these empires that were able to be built. Herb Chambers building his and Ernie Bach's, you know, being built, started by his father, but he helped to increase that. And by the way, I think, you know, he held on to the Lux dealership and Herb Chambers is holding on to the Mercedes-Benz dealerships because those are the cars they like to drive. So it makes it easy for them to just have the cars without spending the money on them. They don't have to buy retail. They don't have to buy them at all. They can just get them from the dealership and drive them and then sell them used. When Ernie Bach came here to Fairhaven and played at the Seaport Inn as part of Rock for Christmas, he came in a Maserati. But I know he's got some other, you know, Ernie Bach has a 1966 Batmobile. Like the Lincoln Batmobile, he has one of those. Like one of the ones that was used on the show, I believe. If it wasn't one that was used on the show, it was built to look just like it. It has the afterburner and everything. And he does have one of the cowls that was worn by Adam West on the show. The things you can buy when you've got that kind of money. So that was a major, major deal, a record-breaking deal for the sale of a car dealership group. $1.34 billion for Herb Chambers Group. And then there was another story that I saw. I couldn't in good conscience put it on WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. But in this story, it suggested that there is one sandwich chain in Massachusetts that needs to go national. And that was Kelly's Roast Beef. Now, Kelly's Roast Beef has a number of locations. They've expanded to have some locations in Florida. But this writer thinks that they should go national. Oh, they have spots in New Hampshire as well. And I was like, I used to think Kelly's was the best too. And then I tried other places. And I'm not knocking Kelly's. But you go to some of these other North Shore beef places and you're going to get sandwiches that make you think Kelly's is, you know, fast food. Kelly's beef is thicker. I find it to be a little bit tougher. But you go to some of these other spots and they have the perfect beef. So we did an article a while back on some of the best ones, but maybe it's time to get out there and do a review of them. Like when my son and I did the Hot Wings tour, maybe we should do something like that for North Shore Beefs. But there's a Facebook group that has gained a lot of popularity called North Shore Beefs, and it's not for the weak at heart. They insult each other, but it's all in good fun. They all really love each other and have a lot of fun going out and trying these different roast beef sandwiches and taking photos. You go in that group and you see some of those photos and you'll say, why can't we get one of those places down here? So it's fertile ground, man. If somebody wants to try to franchise one of these places out, talk to them. Talk to Modern Butcher. Talk to Londy's. Talk to these places and say, hey, what would it take to let you open one of yours and teach me the way to do it the way you do it down on the South Coast. 508-996-0500. We'll take a break here and be back in a few. You would take me to the movie. You would take me to the beach. You would take me to a place inside that's so hard to reach. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. That, of course, is Everclear. And, you know, such a fun and peppy song for something about such a terrible subject matter. Oh, yeah, my dad abandoned me. But let me make this catchy song about it. And unfortunately, a lot of Everclear songs are kind of depressing when you look at the lyrics. But the songs themselves are so catchy and so vibrant that you don't even really think about the subject matter. Like, they've got that one. They've got Wonderful about, you know, a young boy watching his parents' relationship break apart. They've got Everything to Everyone about somebody who is just doesn't know who they are and has to please other people. And then I Will Buy You a New Life. This guy who breaks up with the love of his life and has to watch her, you know, date other people. And all these songs, it's like, I feel so bad. And they all come from Art Alexakis's, like, real life experiences. And you say, I feel so bad, but yet the song is so fun to sing along to. So anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And don't forget to enter to win tickets to see Invincible, the Michael Jackson tribute show happening at Mohegan Sun. You can Enter to win now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy and where you can attend this Saturday's cocktail party tasting event happening from 1 to 4 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Let's take a quick call here before I got to take my final break of the hour. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. You were talking about roast beef.
Yes.
And I watch Chronicle a lot, and I've been wanting to call you on this, but I heard of a place called Londy's Roast Beef in Peabody.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of that one?
Yes, that's on my list of places I got to check out.
Oh, they said on the TV they put a pound. The sandwich looked like it was about 5-6 inches high, like you can't even fit it in your mouth. It was so big. Like they said they put a pound of roast beef in it. It looks like all shaved roast beef, you know?
If you go onto that Facebook group, you'll see in there that they have photos. Like people go there and they take these photos and they're just these immense sandwiches. And you say, how does somebody even... And then it's like, what did that cost? Thinking it's going to be like $30. And like, oh, $12? Like, what?
Yeah,
are you crazy?
Then, you can't fit it in your mouth. I mean, I'd have to take a knife and cut it into pieces, sections or something.
and people, yeah. I'm sure you saw on the Chronicle thing, I know like Andy Ferg was on that and some of the people from that group, but they, you know, the popular way to get these is what they call a three-way, which is mayonnaise, cheese on the bottom, and the James River barbecue sauce. But now a new one has become the Greek beef, where I guess they're putting feta cheese on it and and Greek dressing.
They talked about that in Greek, yeah.
I'm going to have to try one of those sometime, too.
Yeah, well, one of those, I guess they'll fill up you or anybody, the way it looked on the TV when I seen it was so big.
So as far as I know, the closest thing you can get to one of those around here, sometimes Pandolfi's Mattapoisett Diner has them on the menu, but not all the time. But you can get them at Pizza Boy in Wareham, where they do they'll do it as a three-way, and they have the James River barbecue sauce. And so whenever I'm around there at lunchtime, I'll try to grab one of those.
Yeah, would you say that, one more question, would you say that the best roast beef, say like from Tiverton to Wareham, what do you think is the best one in this area, like? Would it be Pizza Boy?
Pizza Boy is the only one that I've had. I don't know if there's, similar North Shore beef style sandwiches anywhere else. I used to love to go to Mermax in, what was it, Stoughton or Brockton, but they closed down a long time ago.
Yeah, I've been wanting to call you on the roast beef, so I was glad you brought it up because I wanted to ask you about that place in Peabody.
Well, I plan on making the trip up there one of these weekends, and I'll let you know how it is. I want to go there, and I want to go to Modern Butcher.
All right, well, I'll probably try Pizza Boy because I go out to take rides in a Wareham Crossing and out that way. So I'll try to look that place up.
All right. Let me know what you think when you have it.
Okay. Well, nice talking with you. Have a good day.
You as well. And the other place that's, it just went out of my brain. I was going to mention another place that, is famous for them. And now it's gone out of my head. Anyway, I'll think of it. Got to take this final break. We'll be right back. All right. That is going to do it for this hour.